Our true home is in God alone, who came to earth in Jesus not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Let us open our hearts in confession, in prayer, that we may be set free to live in the power of forgiveness, first in silence, then confessing together. We pray together. God of the prophets, we confess that we have failed to heed your word. We hear your call to discipleship, but we find it too demanding. We hear the summons to follow you, but we let other allegiances claim us. Forgive us, God of grace. We place our lives in your hands. Set us free to love you, our neighbors, and ourselves, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son. Friends, believe this good news. In Christ, we are forgiven. And so let us sing our response to this in Amazing Grace. We want to take a moment in this time at this 30th anniversary to recognize those who have been part of this congregation in membership for 30 years or more. As they stand to take their place, you are going to notice that they are still very active in our life together here. And we would first like to recognize Marilyn Bennion. If Marilyn, I don't know if you're able to stand, you can wave if you're not. Marilyn joined this church on December 7th, 1952.
Amen.
She is a And she is accompanied this morning by her daughter Bonnie and her granddaughter Candace, but there are two more generations of the Bennion clan that have been part of connected to this congregation. Also a 60-year member is Nancy Moreland, who I would ask to stand. All of the dates and membership times are listed in your bulletin and names. I would also like to note that we have several kids with us today of 30-plus year members, and I'm going to ask those kids to stand. Bonnie, Marilyn's daughter, please stand. Sarah Pearson. Betty Pearson, 50-plus year member. Bob Negotian, Helen Negotian's son, who is also a 50-year member. And Joanne Pagano, who's only the daughter of a 40-year member and a member here of Chuck Robertson. Will all of our 30-plus year members please stand this morning? You'll notice they'll have flowers, so you can find them easily in the coffee hour. The only one of our 30-plus members who is not here is Nancy Collins, who's serving as a mission co-worker in Zambia. So will the rest of you please stand? And I'll call you by name if I don't see you. Dan Varon, Joanne Navilliot, Jill Moles, Bob Pagano, Dorothy Lusignan, Joanne Pagano, Dan Varon, Chuck Robertson, Helen Negotian, and Bob Negotian, Nancy Moreland, Betty Pearson and Sarah, Marilyn Bennion and Bonnie. And a round of applause.
And 50 years at a church that's 30 years old. Like, how does the math work, right? If you didn't ask, I would have suggested that you did. So what we are recognizing that it was 30 years ago that this particular Providence Presbyterian Church came together as a merger of churches. And there are folks who were part of those two churches prior who are blessed, and we are blessed to have in our midst today. So we celebrate those folks for whom they have been a part of this church even before this church existed. Amen?
Amen.
And we also celebrate how God has called us together. So for those for whom it is not, I'll say it this way, rise in body or spirit, if you have been a part of this congregation for 30 plus years, so those are the folks that just stood up, if you could rise, if you've been a part of this church in mind, and rise in body or spirit, for those who have been visiting or first connected with this church 30 years ago, you're invited to stand up for those who have been 30 years and since you've connected. For those for whom it has been the past 25 years that you've been a part of this church's congregation and have visited us and been a part of who we are, you are invited to rise up. For those for whom in the past 20 years you have been a part of this congregation, you are invited to stand. For those for whom in the past 15 years you have been a part of this congregation, please rise. Amen. For those for whom in the past 13 years you've been a part of this congregation, you are invited to stand now. For those for whom you've been a part of this congregation for the past 10 years, you are invited to stand now. Praise God, praise God. For those for whom you have been a part of the congregation for the past 5 years, you are invited to stand. Praise God. For those for whom you've been a part of this congregation for the past 3 years, you are invited to stand. Past 2 years, you are invited to stand. Past year, you are invited to stand. For those for whom this is your first day apart and in this congregation, you are invited to stand. Let us give praise to the God who has brought us all together. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We have much to be grateful for. The ability to be together is a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
The ability to live together, to share our joys and concerns, is a sweet and sacred part of who this congregation is called to be. We have a time now to share our joys, concerns together. Eliza will be running our microphone today, and we are grateful for her gifts. Are there any prayers of joys or concern we'd like to lift up as a congregation? Eliza, let me double check this on the.
I am going to Florida this summer, and I hope that I have a safe journey there. Yeah, I'm back.
Yes.
I'd like to thank this congregation once again for praying for my brother Jim in Pennsylvania. His friend down there says he has 9 lives, and I said, I beg to differ with you. He has mighty, mighty prayers coming from all around. Thank you.
I'd like prayers for my friend Sam. Sam, we prayed for last year for lymphoma, and it has spread to his liver. He was in remission for a while, but he has come home from the hospital today on hospice, so doesn't have a good outlook for him, but just prayers in this time. And also prayers for Uncle Frank as they continue to try to understand what's going on with his health. And my dad, we were praying for him a few weeks back. He's kind of bounced back and doing very well. So thanks you all for his prayer. For prayers.
I have a joy that on this 30th anniversary, I would like to raise up the people whose foundation we stand on. Mm-hmm. And my joy is that I got to know many of them, and some of you didn't get to know them, so I just want to raise up the people who were here when I first arrived. Most of them have gone on to the Lord. And many people who've passed through these doors, because you all know that this is a church that is always in transition, thanks to the kind of community that we live in. The academic community especially is always passing through. And they've all left their mark, and I'm praising God for all his provision.
Amen.
For this congregation through these people.
Praise God. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah, and I have a concern because I'm trying to amend the labor law, because currently in every state in the United States except for Montana, you can hire and fire at will. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to amend the law so you have one verbal notice written and signed by the employee and the employer, and then a written and final notice signed by the employee employer. I have been pursuing this, and I do ask for prayers in my pursuit. I did respond to the White House, and a joy is that President Obama and the White House did respond. So I am making waves and movements, and thanks to the church, they've inspired me, and I feel like I'm on a Jesus mission. I know labor laws are not in the Bible, but what justice is, so I'm
Amen.
Trying, and I just wanted to inform everybody.
Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Amen, sir.
My name is Frederick Adjeman. I have even lost my, what do you call it, my waist and my voice just to say thank you very much for all the people over here, this congregation, for all that you did for me in prayers and spirit and whatever it takes. And I always say thank you, and I always remember to say thank you. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Great to have you back.
So happy to have you back, Fred.
I'd like to thank the congregation, and I ask that you give my Aunt Loni your prayers. And I would like to ask Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to watch over her. I had a loss. My Uncle Jimmy had died of Parkinson's disease. He went into a coma because he had wood in the brain. And my Aunt Loni is sick now in the heart. Please pray for her, for the heart to heal. She's off of my mom now in the Chisholm summer home. My mom's trying to heal her. Please give my mom strength to do this. And pray for my Aunt Loni and our family on the Brownie and the Wall side. Thank you very much.
Amen, Scott.
I have a joy. We have my lovely girlfriend Ilan's mother, Rachel, coming
Yay.
To join us today.
Amen.
I'm always grateful when she's visiting us.
I have a concern. I'd like prayers for my great-grandson, Devin. He's only 8 years old, but he has Crohn's disease, and he's really been suffering from it.
It's a joy to be back with you after my travels to Australia and Korea. I also we were privileged yesterday to spend the day with my parents, who were celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. It's been a glorious marriage for many, many years.
Amen.
I just wanted to ask for prayers. A while back, I asked for prayers about Victor. He's still in pain, so it might be like a total of 6 months now. Five MRIs and of endoscopies and colonoscopies later, they still have no diagnosis. So just prayers for him. Thank you.
At the congregation, we continue to hold up Sally. She has been transitioned back to their house, so praise God for that safe and easy transition. And we pray that we continue to hold them as the process of healing will take time. We also thank God that the Webbers are doing well, and for the many ways in which God's graces are showing up in and throughout this congregation. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. God of all life, the world around us swirls and too often threatens your people. We are reminded, O God, that all people are your people, created in your image, worthy of life, justice, and peace. We pray that you would make us instruments of that witness and that you would lead us forth with courage in these days. We grieve poor decisions and rhetoric which divides instead of strengthening with love. We pray for those who grieve the loss of loved ones through violence, war, oppression, and prisons of all kinds, of addiction and mental illness included. We pray for our world, for a world where leaders will lead with vision, courage, justice, and compassion. We thank you for the work of our General Assembly in this week and pray for new leaders, Denise and Jan and Jay Herbert, for visions of hope, justice, and healing at our national level. We pray for those in the path of the West Virginia flooding and for immigrants and refugees in tension worldwide. We give thanks for the ways in which you lead your people into paths of witness and justice, for Sarah's work with labor law. We give thanks, O God, for joy and blessing, for celebrations of today's 30th anniversary of this church, for all of the people who have been a foundation of this congregation over the years, who are here today with us and live on in life eternal. We thank you for the gift of Stan and Dottie's 60th wedding anniversary, for healings for Sally and for the Webbers. We give thanks for people with us in worship this day, perhaps for the first time, and thank you for Ilan's mother, Rachel, here this day. We pray for those who are in continued need of healing in this time, for your strength which comes through prayer, for Jim, Julie's brother, for Uncle Frank and Lori's dad, for Fred in Thanksgiving back to work and healing, for Scott's mother in this time, for Devin, Marilyn's great-grandson, for Victor in continuing need for diagnosis. We pray for those who grieve. We pray and lift particularly Scott and his family in the death of his Uncle Jim, and for Sam as he returns home on hospice. We pray, O God, for the shifts of different rhythms of summer, for the comings and goings and opportunities of travel, for our summer barbecue outreach and fellowship season, and for the work of those tending to this building. We pray for prayers named and unnamed, and for Soraya's trip back and forth from Florida. Make us mindful, O God, of your strength and power in our lives, and lead us forth as your people, that we might truly live into your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, as we pray together the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Can we please have our young worshipers come forward, please? How's everybody doing? Good? Yeah, so-so? So today's scripture is all about the fact that we have many, many gifts that make us who we are. Can anyone think of a gift or a talent or something that you can do that you're really grateful that you can do? Hold on 1 second, let me grab the mic. Okay, what's a talent you might have or a gift you might have?
I can run really fast.
You can run really fast. Anybody else have a talent or a gift?
Doing gymnastics.
Doing gymnastics, high five. Or maybe a somersault later.
I'm really smart in math.
Smart at math. Ooh. Know where to bring my taxes to. Anybody else have a gift or a talent that they feel like they really like to do? Or even something you just have fun doing. Is there something you have fun doing? Do you like to climb in the trees? Who here, someone here likes climbing trees? Yeah, do you like to, I like climbing in trees.
Yeah.
Do you like playing in the playground? Anybody like playing in the playground? Yeah, so we all have different gifts, things that we're good at. And I'm certain there are people out there who haven't been on a playground in a good while, yeah? For whom they would be afraid of what might happen if they were to get on one. We have different gifts at different times in our lives. But it's amazing that despite the fact that we have such different gifts, some of us play instruments. Anybody here play an instrument? If so, you want to tell me what it is? What do you play?
Violin.
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 Piano.
Piano. So we have different gifts. But you know who gives us those gifts? Even though we have to work at them sometimes. Yeah. Our scripture says that it's the same Holy Spirit, the same God, the same Lord who gives us all the many different gifts that make us who we are. And that's pretty awesome, right? So today, we're celebrating that you all have individual gifts that are awesome, and that everybody out here has amazing gifts that are awesome, and that it's the Holy Spirit that has brought us all together. We're also celebrating something that I think requires a certain something. So can you guys come over here? Come on, come on, come on. All right, I need you to crouch down. Can we all take them on? Yeah. You don't have to wear anything. You can do the tool.
Just take one. Just one. Today is. That's okay. Here, you want another one?
Yeah, one.
They're not tied. It's okay. Just put it on your. You want to hold it on your head? You want to hold it on your head? You want to hold it on your head? Okay, here you go. Everyone have one? Awesome. That's okay. Just hold it on your head. You want to just hold it on your head? And we're going to celebrate something. Why do you think we have these hats? Like, what do you think is going on? Why would we wear these today? It is! So can you guys help me? Help me, I need someone to hold this side. All right. All right, somebody in the middle. Can we get somebody in the middle? Maybe we all can hold a little portion. Can we all hold it? Okay, nice. Did your hat fall off? Oh, it looks good on you, Dawson. You're rocking it. And we need a few people who have the gift of a voice. Does anybody have a voice here? Can I hear you go, ah? Oh, yeah, okay. I think you can do better. Ah! All right, so we're going to sing the church happy birthday because today is the church's 30th birthday. Do you think 30 is old, by the way?
No.
Great answer! We're going to sing the church happy birthday. Can you guys sing it with me? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Providence Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday to you. Yeah! You all rock. High five. And there will be birthday cake later, so it makes it all worth it. High five. High five. Maybe. Thank you. High five. High five. Now, you all can go. All of our children that are third grade and under are invited to go downstairs, except for you, kiddo. Anybody want a birthday hat? Thanks be to God for the gift of our children. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, give us grateful hearts for all your many varied gifts. For your gifts come from your spirit of infinite love. May we embrace your spirit with humility so that your gifts can activate within us and manifest through us your will and your glory. Amen.
Amen. Can we have the members of the scripture reading group come forward, please?
The mama and me is stuck in. I love you.
Today's scripture comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, and verses 27 through chapter 13, verse 8. This passage surrounds the part where Paul talks about the body of Christ and that all parts are important. Some people thought that certain gifts were more important, but as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. Now let us listen for the word of God for us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
The same Spirit.
And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord.
Same Lord.
Same Lord.
And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone.
Everyone? To each is given the manifestations of the Spirit for the common good.
To one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom.
To another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit.
To another, faith by the same Spirit.
To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit.
To another, the working of miracles.
To another, prophecy.
To another, the discernment of spirits.
To another, various kinds of tongues.
To another, the interpretation of the tongues.
All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each individually, just as the Spirit chooses.
Now, you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Whoa. Are all apostles? Are all prophets?
Are all teachers?
Do work miracles?
Do all possess gifts of healing?
Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret?
But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
And if I have prophetic powers, can understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith as to remove mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing.
If I give away all my possessions, and if I even hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude.
It does not insist on its own way. It is neither irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth.
It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Love never ends.
But as for prophecies,
they will come to an end. As for tongues,
they will cease.
As for knowledge,
it will come to an end.
However,
love never ends.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Praise God, amen. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. Good morning, you gifted people of God. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is indeed the day the Lord has made, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today we gather in a time of celebration and reflection and hope as the children of God and as this particular body within the parts of the body of Christ. We praise God for the presence and the gifts of God. We praise God for the gifts that are given to this particular congregation that began some 30 years ago. For those of us who have come to this place, for those for whom God has sent from this place, we celebrate all in this day. The scripture that is offered today was selected particularly because it is a reflection of the diversity of gifts and ministries and activities that brings us together in this particular time and space as we sit at a very exciting and empowering milestone and fulcrum for this congregation, an exciting station where we find ourselves in time. Both as a local congregation, but also as a denominational body. We mentioned earlier some of the exciting news that's come out of the most recent General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church. We also are in an exciting, for good or for bad, time as a nation, amen? And we are in an exciting time in being the Church Universal around the world. Today, as mentioned, there will be cake. So that's part of what makes it a celebration. But it is indeed this congregation's 30th birthday. Today is a birthday party, amen? As a person who relatively recently has entered into her own 30th year. I look really good for 300, don't I? Or I guess it'd be 3,000. No, as a person who's entered into her 30th year, I recognize that there are some gifts that come in this particular season. I recognize, for me at least, that I've become more aware of some things in this 30th year. Aware of, and just became more aware of, other things within myself and within the world that I find myself in. I've become more aware of my limitations and my gifts. I've become more aware in my 30s of my call to pay attention to the ways in which I treat this body. Amen? How I treat this being that is who I am in ways that are joyously learning the power within this body, as well as the ways in which I am called to care for the community that I'm in and be cared for by it, amen? In my 30s, I'm learning to lean into the things that give me energy, the places where I can feel health and wholeness and hope and love, and let go of the places that feel like death, brokenness, fear, or hate. So far, this 30s thing has been beautifully complex. As I learn who I am in this glorious world that God has called us all into, so that I can be the best self for myself while I'm in this self. Amen? My prayer is that as a congregation, we too will do some thorough soul searching of our identity, that we will continue to reflect on this complex season that we find ourselves in, that we'll look with joy towards this next decade and beyond as we celebrate how God has created us as a body,
Today's scriptures lays out the power of the Spirit to gather us together, to equip us with the gifts and the ministries. Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, who has been struggling, to say the least, over issues of fragmentation, vies for power and control, dysfunctional spiritual insecurities is what I call them. You know those spiritual insecurities, right? Where we just don't believe that we are who God has created us to be, so we worry about stuff that's not really about us to worry about. Makes you really insecure. These dysfunctional spiritual insecurities have created dynamics that are unhealthy, and they prevented the equal appreciation of the actual gifts that God has given us. They didn't understand how good they had it because people were different, because everyone wanted to make sure that their gift was seen as the most important. Unfortunately, as much as I would love to think that's an ancient issue, it's not. Amen? And if you can't say amen, you can say ouch. Unfortunately, because brokenness and fear and hate are still real in our world, these are problems that we deal with in our world, in our nation, in our government, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our homes, and yes, even in our churches still. But we are offered in this text a beautiful hope, a hope to be a part of how God actually sees us. Amen. To be a part of God's same spirit-driven plan. To recognize, not that I need to be in competition with the other, but that I need the other to be the best me I can be. Paul writes, now there are a variety of gifts, but the same spirit. There is an emphasis on the same drive underneath. There are a variety of services, but the same Lord. There are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who activates them in everyone. And like our scripture reader said, in our humanness, we wonder, everyone? This is the thesis of his statement. This is the hope that this big brother of the faith wants to pass on to these younger siblings. Like a teacher who knows how to teach, he goes on to flush out this beautiful idea. He breaks it down for the people, and he says, to each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. In other words, your gift will look different than everybody else's, but it's for everybody's good. To one is given the Spirit the utterance of wisdom. One, the utterance of knowledge, but it's the same Spirit. Another, faith, but the same Spirit. And to another, healing, but that same one Spirit. And to another, workings of miracles and prophecy and understanding of the spirits and various tongues and interpretations of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who does what the Spirit wants to do. Paul writes it the way, who allots to each individual person just as the Spirit chooses. And then again, like a great teacher, he reiterates his point. It's that old three-point format of an oration. It is, you tell them what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them. Basic desire to connect with the people, how significant this idea is when he goes on and says, it's all of us together activated by the same Spirit who does what the Spirit wants. Paul is operating in his gift while talking about operating in our gifts. That's a blessing, amen? He uses the ministry and the gift that he's been blessed with in order to be a blessing to others. That is what is possible when we look at, celebrate, and love the gifts that we have. He was aware of his place within the body, and he wasn't afraid to be in that place within the body. And some 2,000 years later, we are invited to do the same as members of the body, understanding that it is the Spirit who chooses to disperse the gifts. We don't get to choose where our giftedness is, But we also shouldn't choose to not be gifted in the places where God has gifted us. Amen? In other words, what God has for you, God has for you. This is true for us as individuals, but it's also true as a congregation. And when we trust that, there is no room for envy. When we trust that, we know that what God has for us, God has for us. We need not compare the gifts we have with the next person. We need not sit in envy or insecurity that, well, why can't I do what that person does? We need not wonder if everyone includes us too. When we are led by our brokenness and our fears and our hate, however, it's very easy to be busy with those kind of thoughts, amen? Thoughts about, well, it's not fair. How come they got that experience and I didn't? Thoughts of, well, why didn't I get chosen like that person got chosen? We've all experienced that feeling, amen? Again, if you can't say amen, you can say ouch. However, it's a sad thing when we feel that way. Have you ever noticed that some of the most affluent and gifted people around us can be perpetually unhappy and joyless? It's sad. You have amazing gifts, but there is a perpetual desire to look at what you don't have. We can all be that way because, word up, you're affluently gifted. You are affluently gifted in ways that nobody else can be the best you that you can be. I sense that this is a struggle that we all continue to have to work through. But indeed, after taking some time with this Corinthian passage, I feel that we are offered not a heavy weight, but a beautiful gift to remind us that we are in this together. When Paul writes, now you, in light of, and this is one of Glenn's favorite ideas of this passage, that in light of going through everything these folks were not getting right, at some point Paul says, now, with all that in mind, now you are the body of Christ. Not that you will be the body of Christ when you get these things in order. But now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And after acknowledging that they had different roles and responsibility, he goes on what I love is like this wonderful, poetic, kind of rhetorical question run of, are all apostles? The implicit question is, heck no. Not everybody in here is an apostle, right? Are all prophets? We can wiggle on that one because I kind of do believe in the priesthood of all believers. So yes and no. But still, not everyone feels the call to leave the places where they are or stand in to be a prophet. Are all teachers? No. Some folks know good and well they don't need to be in front of folks because it'll be painful for everybody. Amen? Do all work miracles? Well, no. Clearly, Paul. Do all possess the gift of healing? Again, I would wiggle on that because I think in some ways we can all bear love, which is a healing thing, but I think he meant literally the ability to touch somebody and that person to be well. So no, we don't all possess that gift. Do all speak in tongues? Anybody in here speak in tongues? It's okay if you do because I take it as a serious gift of the Spirit. No, well clearly, no, not all. Which innately means that we haven't had a chance to interpret tongues, I would assume, since we haven't heard any. No, he runs on this idea of clearly we have been gifted differently. But Paul gets to the heart of the matter when he, and I love this, this passage tends to get read at weddings, which is okay, but in reality, this love passage is not about that kind of romantic love that we're talking about on the day of wedding. It's about this communal love, this agape love, this how do we be together kind of love. And he realizes, oh, let me, in case still my brothers and sisters are confused, let me help you see that what's at the heart of the matter is we've got to keep jealousy at bay. We've got to be able to encourage each other. And he calls it the greater gifts or the more excellent way, and he says it clearly, it is love. At the end of the day, we are called to exist
existence for the sake of loving God and loving each other and ourselves. And one can always love God, love other, and love yourself with whatever gifts you've been given. Amen? You can't love God and treat God's people poorly when God's people are created in the image of God. It doesn't work that way, much as we'd like to try sometimes. Loving God means loving others and loving the God within ourselves. This means that as an individual body, we have personal gifts that must be honed solely for the goal of loving, not hating. This means that as a congregational body, we must hone our gifts solely for the purpose of loving God, ourselves, and our neighbors. As we find ourselves at this literal intersection of hope and Mount Hope, we must know our hope. Amen? Our gifts exist merely for the sake of taking care of the body, loving God, looking out for our neighbors both near and far, never choosing to lean into fear and brokenness or hate. For indeed, love is not like most things. Love is patient. Love is kind. In a world that needs kindness, love is not envious. It doesn't want what the next person have. Love isn't boastful. It doesn't say it must be about me. Love isn't arrogant or rude, and there is enough arrogance and rude going around these days. Amen? It does not exist to get its own way. It's not irritable. It's not resentful. It doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but it rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. Love makes space. It believes all things. Love has hope, hope for all things, and it endures all things. Love's not like anything else, for indeed, love never ends. I am inspired and enlivened by the leadership within our denomination in light of what love is in recent days. Because the variety of gift that God has given us has so focused around one particular understanding of leadership, we have often been paralyzed by our fears. And by God's grace, I am seeing the unbinding of God's people that overcomes this prolific brokenness. I see the Spirit working through the liberating works of Next Church as they lift up the marginalized voices intentionally. I see the energy of the candidates for whom are coming forth to be the future presbytery executive for this space. I see it coming through. I see the work of the 222nd General Assembly, which is being moderated for the first time by an all-female group, both Jan Edmondson and our sister Denise Anderson, who is Milton's former pastor, by the way. I see us breaking down walls as our first openly gay Latino man, Tony De La Rosa, leads this congregation in what it means to do mission as he heads the Presbyterian Mission Agency. I see walls breaking and chains falling as we take under leadership, as stated Kirk, Reverend J. Herbert Nelson, African-American male, first time in that role as well. Be clear, I mission these ethnicities and these sexualities not for the sake of any political reasons, but for the sake of recognizing that in these newly placed leaders, we are celebrating the breaking down of decades and centuries and millennia of a country and a space that did not see the gifts of God's children because they didn't come in the dominant understanding of straight, white, and male. For a long time, that's what we understood a leader to look like. And so for God to say, no, this is the season where those things are broken is a mighty good thing. Amen? Too long have we, because of societal expectations and spiritual insecurities, put light and love under a bushel, rather than living into a more excellent way in which all gifts are appreciated. Paul's message for us as the part of the body is that we should not pretend that we're all the same. This is an issue we have when some people say, I don't see color. That's not the call, is to see everyone the same. Paul is very specific. Acknowledge that we have differences. As we look around and connect with each other, literally, I invite you, look around this room. A 30-year snapshot of who PPC is. We are a diverse and dynamic and complex variety of gifts, ministries, and activities. And we have varying ways of seeing how we are called to use our gifts, our times, our talents, and our treasure. And that shouldn't be a bad thing. That should be beautiful. That is beautiful. That is grace-filled. That is the same Spirit, same Lord, same God. And as we take on our new leadership in this place, in the persons of Angie Otto and Jerison Roca and Beatrice Conover, as they are ordained into their ministries and installed into them these days, and as Judy Kawamoto and Sanford Lee and Sabina Asante are reinstalled into their spaces, praise God that we are not, like some places, beholden to a deformed societal understanding of what leadership must look like, because we would be missing the gifts of every single one of those people. These are God's people, amen? Called to love God and God's people, and we are grateful for each of you, for your service. We are grateful for you. PPC, as we leave this place, remember Paul's birthday gift to us as individuals and as a community. I'll say it for the third time. There are a variety of gifts. You won't be like everybody else, but it's the same Spirit. There are a variety of services. You won't do what everybody else does, but it is the same Lord. There are a variety of activities. You will find joy and passion in different places, but it's the same God who activates them all in everyone. Happy birthday. And from one 30-something to another 30-something, I offer the words of, there's a gospel artist named Donald Lawrence, and he has this great song. I suggest you YouTube it. It's called The Gift It Looks Good On You. And the whole song is about how your gift is your blessing. PPC, the gift, it looks good on you. Happy birthday. Blessings. Amen.
Will you please join me in the affirmation of faith from Nicene Creed, printed on your bulletin and projected on the screen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father.
Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from the heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man.
For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified.
He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
morning.
Good morning.
We're going to take just a moment to share with you the results of the poll of the congregation asking how does the Spirit move you. We were looking to see what's important to members of the congregation in worship. And if you look at the poster that's in the Hope Room, that was the method of obtaining these responses, you see stars all over this thing. And so really probably the most important thing we gained from this is that it really reinforces and reflects the diversity in our congregation. But there are a few things that were particularly worth noting and to mention to you, because we're going to use these to help supplement and augment what we do in worship. It was very interesting for us to see there was a very even distribution when looking at types of worship styles between traditional, liturgical, which is typically what we do, with contemporary or reflective or tizé services. We found, unsurprisingly, that all types of music are celebrated and that we love the diversity of music styles, but even had some suggestions of expanding that further. Also, interest in worship through alternative media such as dance and performance. So based on these results, there are a few things that Worship Committee would like to implement, and we're just going to give you a little fair warning on it. First of all, we're going to add a few different types of services during the special times of year. During Lent, we're going to add a reflective tizé service. During Advent, a dramatic performance service. We're going to plan for this summer trying a hymn sing service. And one of the things that was particularly interesting was the great interest in gospel music. And so one of the things that we'd like to try to implement this summer is at least look into the feasibility of having a gospel choir. And this is going to take both assessing our internal resources and probably pulling in some external resources as well. And so in the interest of sharing our gifts, if any of you have interest in either helping to organize or participate in expressing gospel music in worship, we would love to hear from you. We'll end up putting up a sign-up sheet shortly, but that's one of the things that we'd like to look into for this summer. Also, would like to reinforce how much the people in this congregation appreciate the gifts of music and of performance. And so again, if you have that gift and would like to share that with us, please always feel free to contact anyone in the worship committee if you'd like to share that with us during a worship service. Thank you.
Thank you.
ordination for us.
Well, indeed, we are so glad that Jesus has lifted us. We are not there yet, which is wonderful. We'll have an opportunity for our inspiration.
As many were baptized into Christ, clothe yourselves with him.
It's on. Sorry.
We call forward.
Am I on?
Doesn't sound like we'll use the electronic.
I'm just going to use this one.
We call forward Beatrice Conover and Jerison Roca to be ordained as deacons, and Angelina Angie Addo to be ordained as a ruling elder, as well as Judy Kawamoto and Sanford Lee to be reinstalled as ruling elders, along with Sabina Asante to be reinstalled as a deacon. In baptism, Angelina, Beatrice, Jerison, Judy, Sanford, and Sabina were clothed with Christ and are now called by God through the voice of the church to enter into ministries of church and governance, announcing in word and deed the good news of Jesus Christ. Please join me in the liturgy projected. There are different gifts,
but it is the same Spirit who gives them.
There are different ways of serving God,
but it is the same Lord who is served.
God works through different people in different ways,
but it is the same God who achieves God's purposes through them all.
Each one is given a gift of the Spirit
to use it for the common good.
Together we are the body of Christ,
and individually members of him.
We are called into the Church of Jesus Christ by baptism, and marked as Christ's own by the Holy Spirit. This is our common calling, to be disciples and servants of our servant Lord. Within the community of the church, some are called to particular service as deacons, as elders, and as ministers of the word and sacrament, or teaching elders.
Ordination is Christ's gift to the church, assuring that continues among us, providing for ministries of caring and compassion in the world, ordering the governance of the church, and the preaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments.
Representing the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the session of the Providence Presbyterian Church now ordains Beatrice Conover and Jerison Roca to the office of deacon, and Angelina Addo to the office of elder, and installs them to active service on their respective boards. The session also installs to active service those who have been previously ordained, Deacon Sabina Asante and Elders Judy Kawamoto and Sanford Lee.
And Judy is not able to be with us today, but since she is previously ordained, we may install her in absentia. Please answer these ordination questions and installation questions. You trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior, acknowledge him Lord of all and head of the church, and through him believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the church universal and God's word to you? Do you sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith as expressed in the confessions of the church as authentic and reliable expositions of what Scripture leads us to believe and do? And will you be instructed and led by those confessions as you lead the people of God? Will you fulfill your ministry in obedience to Jesus Christ under the authority of Scripture, and be continually guided by our confessions? Will you be governed by our church's polity, and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them, subject to the ordering of God's word and Spirit?
Will you in your own life seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for reconciliation in the world? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the church? If so, say, I do.
I do.
Will you pray for and seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? If so, say, I will. For our deacons, for Beatrice, Jerison, and Sabina, will you be a faithful deacon, teaching charity, urging concerns, and directing the people's help to the friendless, a help to the friendless, and those in need? In your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? If so, say, I will. For our ruling elders, Angie, Judy in absentia, and Jerison, will you be a faithful ruling elder?
Sanford,
did I say? I'm sorry, Judy and Sanford. Who did I say?
Jerison.
Oh, my apologies. You're good. Let's make sure we get, I will do that from the beginning because we don't want no worries. Angie, Judy, and Sanford, will you be a faithful ruling elder, watching over the people, providing for their worship, nurture, and service? Will you share in the government and discipline, serving in councils of the church, and in your ministry, will you try to show the love of Jesus Christ?